My name is Sarah Sorensen, and I will be reading Hansel and Gretel, a poem written in four parts. Abandonment. It was everyone's fault because everyone was hungry, so the ditch rats, stuffed through the ribs with rejection, were spat out whole and pink, slick and wet with the globbed spit of farewell, goodbye, good luck. Given back to the sap of foreign grasses, they grappled with the nighttime and lost their names in its darkest bits. The crumbs were left to bake among the ruins of home. Eyes vacant, birds throng. My first home. I learned the rules of attraction after the first construction, which was spit-shined together with colostrum and roe, the spiny backs of half-skinned fish and gills stirred into a mother-of-pearl paste, slapped onto ginger walls as spackle and an embalming glue. I welded the cages together with dove's nests, brine waste. The journeying babble of the stream carried the suffering downwind and out of range. The snow came in blankets of powdered sugar. A house of gingerbread. How lost is lost anyway, and how gory is the prospect of my crystalline lure plunked right down out of the dreary cold and released, salivating, into their wildest dreams. The fire / the homecoming. No one gets fatter. I burn the fire brighter. The last legs of twilight dash about on walls of yeast and cider. They trudged home with pockets full of my jewels and sugar-glazed glass. The smell of my smoke shocked into their skin like an atomic blast. Two silhouette shadows. Back now into the thick grease of the everyday. The dead eyes of the new mother. The creaky hinge of the old father. They follow the birds back to where it all began, without the guidance of the crummy remnants. Crows and grackles and starlings, the beating shame song of robin's wings.